There are only about 100 Florida panthers left in the wild. They're endangered. If you live down here, it's one thing to know there are panthers hunting for food in the Everglades, but it's something else when they visit your backyard. Rebecca Galligan and her husband didn't give panthers all that much thought, until one day when they came home from work and found their dog Riley had been killed.
The scratches on the body and the way that it had been killed was pretty obvious that it was some sort of a wild cat.
2 days earlier, something had killed their neighbor's sheep. Then a dozen goats got killed. A biologist decided the predator was a panther. In the past couple of years in South Florida, more people have been losing pets and farm animals to hungry panthers.
Have a seat.
These days, when she's away, Rebecca Galligan keeps her dogs Roscoe and Sable in a little panther-proof house. It's made out of steel and chain-link fencing.
There's so much, you know, nature and wildlife. So, we just can't destroy it all just because we want to be safe. That's why we have this pen built so we can keep the animals a little safer from the animals that live around us.
And a lot of people here think the panthers have a right to stick around. But some say there's a gaping hole in the law that's supposed to protect panthers. The panther has never had what's called critical habitat set aside. That means developers don't have to consider the land that panthers need to survive. Panther habitat or not, they can just build. So panthers are getting crowded out by subdivisions and huge new cities. Andrew McElwain is president of the Conservancy of Southwest Florida. He's asked the Obama administration to officially give panthers that habitat.
So more habitat we take away, we're forcing those panthers to move out, and we're getting reports of panthers being seen now in urbanized areas of Southwest Florida, out looking for somewhere to live, if you will.
And as people move in, panthers are becoming roadkill. Last year, 10 panthers got killed by cars. So far this year, 6 more panthers have been killed.
There are some panther tracks here. There's one there and there.
Mark Lotz is a panther biologist. We're hanging out in an underpass below the highway. It was built for panthers. Miles of fences run along the highway and make a funnel, so the panthers have to go below the road. Lotz says there are 36 panther underpasses on this stretch of highway, and he says fewer panthers get hit here. But underpasses are expensive, about $2 million each. And giving panthers room to live isn't always even that simple. Lotz says the biggest challenge is getting people to adapt to panthers. To him, the cats are majestic. But he also knows a lot of people think they're terrifying. Somebody actually shot a panther a few months ago.
Naysayers could make the argument, you know, there's no panthers in Pennsylvania or any other eastern state. And things are going just fine, but then I would counter, look what's going on with the deer populations there. You know, panthers are part of the ecosystem, and without them, it's just something missing, and, you know, in a way, part of the wildness disappears.
But if panthers keep running out of space, they could disappear. We talked to the Secretary of the Interior, Ken Salazar, and we asked him whether he'd set aside critical habitat for panthers.
Yeah, we'll have to get back to you on that.
That's been the kind of response he's given to other reporters, too. Giving panthers habitat protection would mean more obstacles for developers, and in this economy, that could be pretty unpopular. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.